The Adventure of the Snow Palace. Bobo Chico gazed out the window of his house on Ross Island, amazed and delighted to see it snowing so heavily. His imagination took flight with visions of hot cocoa, snow people, and sledding. He picked up his phone in his paw and punched in the number of his best friend.
"Come on, Birkin, come on!" he said excitedly. "We have to go sledding on Mount Tabor."
Bear King chuckled softly at his young friend's enthusiasm. "Yes, Bobo Chico, yes. I'll pick you up in my electric snow cart at the east end of the Tillicum Bridge. Be sure to dress warmly and bring your thermos and lunch pail." Bear Queen, wearing her pearl necklace and listening in, smiled and handed Bear King the red scarf she had made for him.
"Don't forget to let the little ones have a turn on your sled. And please, don't squish Bobo Chico," she said, laughing and patting him on his back as he headed out of the sky cave.
Bear King carefully made his way down Markham Hill through the deepening snow in his snow cart. Crossing over the Tillicum Bridge, he spotted Bobo Chico wearing his signature blue cap, jumping up and down and waving to him in excitement.
"Please put your blue sled next to my red one in the back of the cart, Bobo Chico," said Bear King.
"I just love the first big snow of the year," exclaimed the young otter. "Can we try the big hill, the top of Mount Tabor?"
Bear King smiled as he piloted the snow cart.
"Of course. I imagine there will be a lot of other folks enjoying the snow, too."
As they steered through Lad's Addition, they saw lots of kids and a few adults having fun making snow people, igloos, and snowballs.
"Bear King, duck!"
yelled Bobo Chico as a snowball came sailing towards them. Ploof! Went the snowball on the roof of their cart. The kids had more snowballs, but Bear King turned the throttle up, and they soon were out of harm's way.
"Just a bit of high spirits," observed Bear King.
Bear King drove high up Mount Tabor, and they hopped out and pulled their sleds up to the summit.
"Yippee!"
sang Bobo Chico as he hopped on his blue sled flying downhill. Bear King came behind, straining to catch up with the nimble otter. They plopped out from the forest and nearly landed into the upper water reservoir.
"Hey, Bobo Chico! Hey, Bear King!"
called out a young lad bundled up for the cold, waving his glove hands while astride a bike deep in the snow.
"Hey, Laura! Hey, Rowan!"
Bobo Chico called to the two brothers. Bear King came flying through the air and crashed into a huge snowbank. Coughed Bear King as he shook his head, snow flying every which way. The boys and the otter toppled over laughing as the King of Bears pulled himself out of the snowbank.
"Who wants to ride my sled?" he said, smiling and laughing.
"I do, I do,"
the boys said together. For the next hour, Bear King and Bobo Chico pulled their sleds up the hill and dashed down with Laura and Rowan also riding on the sleds with them. Around noon, the sun broke through. With laughing bright pink cheeks, Laura and Rowan rolled over the top of Bobo Chico, flopping down into the snow.
"Guys, why don't we take a break and have some lunch?" asked Bear King.
"Yeah, guys, here's my lunch pail,"
answered Bobo Chico. He laid out a red checkered tablecloth on top of the snow, and they all gobbled up bologna and egg salad sandwiches and drank cups of hot cocoa.
"You know what would be really awesome?"
asked Laura, wiping his mouth with his sleeve and smiling slyly. Bear King, Bobo Chico, and Rowan looked at Laura expectantly.
"Okay, I'll bite. What?" asked Bear King.
"A snow palace," he called out,
jumping up and down and clapping his gloved hands.
"Great idea,"
agreed Rowan, as Bear King and Bobo Chico cheered, "Yeah!"
Bear King rolled giant balls of snow. Bobo Chico lifted them into place, and Lore and Rowan patted them together. Soon, their snow palace had a high tower with steps up the back and a low rampart below on three sides. Hiking up and admiring their great work was a lady of a few years, and with her medium-sized dog.
"Hey, you guys did a bang-up job," she said approvingly. "Don't you think so, too, Trouble?" she asked her dog, who wore a snazzy red coat with matching red booties.
"Why is your dog named Trouble?" asked Bobo Chico.
"Well, my husband warned me when I adopted him at the Humane Society, 'If you pick that dog, it'll be nothing but trouble.' So I named him Trouble."
Just then, a gray squirrel jumped from a fir tree onto the top of the tower, and with a whimper and a yelp, Trouble jerked free of his leash and dashed up the steps. The squirrel took one look at the approaching Trouble and leapt back up to the fir tree, chattering and scolding the dog. Laughing, Lore scampered up to the tower and gently pulled the leash of Trouble, who kept barking at the scolding squirrel.
"Here you go, ma'am," he said, handing the leash to the lady.
"Thanks. Please call me Polly. Polly want a cracker."
"And I'm Lore, and this is my brother Rowan, and my friends Bear King and Bobo Chico."
"Well, it's very nice to meet you all, but I better get home, or Mr. Wannacracker will wonder if I'm up to trouble. Especially with trouble. Bye," she said, waving.
After she left, Rowan climbed up to the top of the tower. The sun was sinking low in the west, and he could see lights coming on and smoke curling up from the fireplaces in the neighborhood below.
"Hey, there's one of Trouble's red booties up here," he said, holding up the small dog shoe. "We'd better return it to Polly, but how do we know where she lives?"
"I bet we could follow her and Trouble's tracks in the snow," suggested Bobo Chico.
Bear King smiled and said, "That's a good idea. Why don't you, Lore, and Rowan follow her tracks while I get the snow cart, collect the sleds, and meet you down the hill?"
"Bear King, would you also bring our bikes?" asked Lore.
"Yeah, they're really not any good in this deep snow. I don't know what we were thinking," added Rowan.
After getting the snow cart, collecting the sleds and bikes, and heading back down the hill, Bear King quickly caught up with Bobo Chico and the boys in the neighborhood.
"It was pretty easy tracking the three booties and one dog paw," said Lore.
Bobo Chico called out,
"Here's the house! Wow! Look at that stack of firewood by the back door!"
Indeed, there was a neat stack of seasoned firewood near the steps of the back door, with Polly and Trouble's tracks ending at the stoop.
"Just a minute!"
called Polly from inside the house after Bear King rang the doorbell.
"Why, hello, Bear King, Bobo Chico, Lore, and Rowan. What brings you here?"
said Polly when she opened the door.
"We found Trouble's red booty at the top of the snow palace. Here it is," said Rowan, holding out the booty.
"Oh, bless you. I would invite you in, but Mr. Wannacracker hurt his hand trying to carry in firewood. So we don't have a fire to make hot cocoa," said Polly with some sadness.
"Hey, Bear King, let's make a log brigade and bring the wood into the house," said Lore earnestly.
And that's what they did. Soon a warm fire blazed brightly in the fireplace. Polly cheerfully made big cups of hot cocoa and a plate of cookies for the four friends, while Trouble licked crumbs off Bobo Chico. The young otter brushed aside the dog.
"Now I see why they call you Trouble."
Trouble, hearing his name, in turn slobbered all over the river otter. After thanking the Wannacrackers, Bear King offered Bobo a ride home.
"But I have a special gift for you, Lore and Rowan.
You were very thoughtful and helpful today, and here's a little reward." Taking out his magic wand, he waved it over the two bikes, and with a burst of sparkles, they turned into snow bikes.
"Wow!" said Rowan. "Awesome!" exclaimed Lore.
The boys gave Bear King big hugs and then jumped on their snow bikes. "Enjoy them for the next couple of days. You've earned them," said Bear King.
"Bear King, I think those boys are pretty special," said Bobo Chico approvingly.
Bear King softly replied, "And I think you are too, Bobo Chico." The end.